We've got the team together with the opinion and selections. Let's get it started. RSN 927's Saturday panel.
Good morning, great to be with you on this Saturday morning here on RSN 927. It is time for the Melbourne Forum panel as we preview the meeting at Moonee Valley. The highlight there is the Group 2 Weight for Age contest, the Australia Stakes over the 1200 metres. At the moment, Marnie Sydam reporting on the first word that it's a soft six. Damien Oliver did write a couple there at Moonee Valley this morning for Danny O'Brien and reported to Marty, maybe it's a seven, but with clearing conditions and winds reaching up to 30 Ks, Marty's hoping that we'll get an upgrade maybe to a soft five closer to the start of the meeting. And then there's even a chance that we might even get to a good four this afternoon at Moonee Valley. And that is remarkable with all the rain that we've had in the last 24 hours to 48 hours here in Melbourne. The captain of the team, Dean Lester, is having a break over the weekend, a well-deserved break. So Warren Huntley's put the captain's armband on this morning here for the Melbourne Forum panel, and he joins us now. Good morning to you, Warren.
Good morning, Gareth.
Moonee Valley today, rails stays in the true. How do you expect this track to play, especially with the winds getting up to around 30K?
Yeah, I don't think the 30Ks is really an issue, and it's still very humid conditions, so that wind's got some moisture in it. I'm assuming if Damien Oliver's saying it's close to a seven and it's rated a six, then I think we've got to work on the fact that we're going to have significant give in the ground until it's proven otherwise. Relatively small field sizes early in the day, so they're probably not going to chop the track up to some extent, but I do think they'll start using a bit of the track later on in the day. Look, if we get to a good four, that's terrific, but at this stage of the life of that Strathair track, it doesn't drain anywhere near as quickly as it used to years ago.
Quinny, good morning to you. Nicholas Quinn joining us. And there's Animo competing up there in Sydney, first up in the expressway. And I guess here at Moonee Valley, all eyes will be on Marabee, the unbeaten mare, looking to make it six from six in the Australia Stakes.
Yes, good morning, Gareth. Good morning, all. And I think they're the two banner horses that potentially in a few weeks' time could be racing in some of the absolute elite races. And we might look back at the start of their preparations and hopefully with a smile after they get the job done. I do think that Australian Stakes today is a fascinating race because there's a lot of class in it, but a lot of runners, I dare say, will take a lot of benefit from the run. And we can hopefully follow them going forward for the rest of the preparation. But with Marabee the favourite, I think it's a bit of now and here. And hopefully she can keep winning and go on to bigger and better things at Group 1 level next start. But it looks a good day at Moonee Valley today, and to pinch one of Dino's sayings, I think we'll have to shoot relatively straight.
And what depth we have here on the RSN 927 team. This man, he shot the lights out last year. The great tip-off had him as the best strike rate tipster in the game. He even tipped the card at Ballarat one Sunday afternoon. His name is Brendan Delaney. He joins us now here to be part of our Melbourne Forum panel at the Valley this morning. Good morning to you, Brendan.
Good morning, Gareth. Well, speaking of Ballarat, I'm at Ballarat at the moment, first at the Greyhounds at 9:30, so
okay.
we're prepping up for that, so we're playing with two codes this afternoon.
How did you go with the form there at the Ballarat Dogs on a Saturday morning?
It's a bit different. We're not dealing with your Geelong Friday nights or Sandown Thursday nights, but we got through.
Do you like this card at the Valley today, Brendan?
I do. There's a couple that I'm happy to back each way and take on a couple of the favourites, but Marabee is going to be the interesting point. You know, this is a step up in grade again. She won that listed race. She beat a well-credentialed horse in a way game, but she's going to take on some street fighters today, and none more so than Streets of Avalon. And, you know, she does like to pin the ears back and have a go, and how far Streets of Avalon going to be away from her when that happens. And I think it's going to be a really fascinating last 200 metres of that Australia Stakes for sure.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Let's have a look at the first race at Moonee Valley. Scratchings are clear. Throntari is a $4 chance, a really consistent filly for the Griffiths and de Kock team. You've got Russians for Godolphin, James Cummings and Damien Oliver at $7. Surisky's at $6.50. Kath Coleman gave her a really good push this morning on the first word. Cherry Pickett, $11, the stablemate. And Rio Yuki is the favourite here for the Williams team at $3.30. And she's the solid favourite, the daughter of Fighting Son. And then Schiller Effect, that was impressive on debut, is at $6 here, Warren. How have you sorted out the fillies?
I thought it was an even start, Gareth, but I thought the stablemates from the Peter Moody stable may well control the tempo. Zurisky out wider with the nose roll coming off. I think Pete needs to get special permission from the stewards to take the nose roll off his horses, and he put the blinkers on, and the blinkers go on and the winkers come off Russians. So maybe some significant impact from that in terms of tempo, particularly with Zariski with the blinkers going on and the stablemate, you would think Cherry Pick would roll forward. I thought that Throntari would just hold a spot, perhaps even come across with Zariski and get in that next pair behind. And she's going well. She's nice and fit. She's handled rain-affected ground to win on heavy ground her only win to date. So that's a positive for number one, Throntari. Leaning her way, one. Head of six, Ryuki. I'm yet to be convinced that 1,500 metres is her preferred trip. She's very powerful run-on sprinter. The stable persisting with her at 1,400 metres and beyond. Got into an awkward spot behind Sister Vianney last start, and I think she's a better horse with clear galloping room. So it'll take a good ride from Damien Lane from that inside draw. But if the stable mates roll along at a reasonable speed, I'm sure Damien will be conscious of that. So I'm giving her another chance to prove herself in this distance range. Two Russians, that form line through Sister Vianney ties a lot of this form together, gets the blinkers on, and probably wasn't suited the way that race panned out. Pretty modest tempo through the middle stages, and not a lot between four Cherry Pick and three Zariski as next best for me. And as you said, Schiller Effect didn't have any luck in a maiden, was stronger the line. So I think it's quite an even race. I went 1-6-2-4.
Quinny, what are you doing here with the fillies?
We spoke the other day, Gareth, and you asked me which race I thought was the hardest to assess, and this was the one. So it might be an early lunch for us, but hopefully for those that do want to get involved, we can find the winner, and I've got Ryuki on top. She caught the eye with a fast finishing third at the Valley on December 17, and happy to forget she ever went around at Caulfield last start when back in the field, no speed up on front, but did finish nicely there and hopefully can take benefit from that up in trip today. I've got Throntari in for second, knocking on the door of that second career victory. She did a bit wrong at Sandown last start when she was nabbed late. She over-raced, she cornered poorly, but if she can get those little tricks fixed, then she's got ability and will be thereabouts. Zariski, I think, could be the leader here, so we know that's certainly no disadvantage, especially earlier on in the day. A good debut win at Geelong and held up at Cranbourne last start. And I've got Russians in for fourth, won a Canterbury race, and forget she went around last start. That was in the Caulfield race that I mentioned. Ryuki was back in the field in a race where there was no speed or tempo, and Russians was even behind Ryuki as well, but did work home nicely enough to indicate could be an improver here. My numbers to start the day in a race I'm not overly bullish about, 6-1, 3-2.
Your confident levels in the first, Brendan?
I'm going to go with Russians here. I didn't mind her effort at Caulfield last time. The tempo wasn't there to suit her at all. She wasn't knocked around in the at the back end. Her win at Canterbury was very good. And I can see sort of similar circumstances today. Three or four lengths off the leader. Blinkers go on, so she might even be closer with those going on the first time. There's going to be enough speed there for her with the Moody pair and Throntari up ahead of her. And maybe they just might be able to make some ground through the early part of the day. And she'll be the one coming with that circling run. I've got her on top to beat one Throntari. She did a really good job there in the breeze at Sandown last time out. She ran well at Caulfield the start prior. She deserves to be up there amongst the place getters today. Schiller Effect, hard to miss that debut run at Stall. Didn't have a great deal of room on that occasion. Had she seen a little bit more daylight, she could have well have won the race. And then Ryuki, speed was against her last time there at Caulfield. She's run well at Moonee Valley previously. Gate 2 might be a little bit of a concern for me if the runs do start coming from midfield and beyond sweeping, that she mightn't have a lot of room trying to get through the field. But Russians for me, 2-1-8-6.
So Warren's tips in the first, 1-6-2-4. Quinny likes the 6 from the 1-3-2. And Brendan's with Russians, 2-1-8-6 in the first race there at Moonee Valley. Race 2's for the mares over the 1,600 metres. Scratching Jontz comes out, of course, after she remained undefeated there, winning the last race at Caulfield on Australia Day. Looking at the market here, good push from Simon Wilde with Classy Miss here at $5.50. Sweet Caroline is a $4.40 chance. Star of Eden at $4.40. American Angel, one of a few favourites for Danny O'Brien this afternoon at $2.80. And then Starring Role is given a chance at $8 here, Quinny.
That's exactly right, Gareth. And I'm with American Angel getting the job done again. Comes into this on the back of a nice Caulfield win thanks to a lovely Jamie Carr ride. Carr helped her overcome the wide draw and got her into a lovely spot without using too many petrol tickets. And hopefully we can see something similar here. Should get a nice run just off the speed. And after winning just one of her first 15 career starts, can make it back-to-back victories here. For second, I've got Star of Eden. was third in that race at Caulfield on Boxing Day, won by Americane Angel, and then a terrific run at Flemington for Mine, was up on speed in a high-pressure race but stuck on really well. If she can reproduce that run, will be hard to beat here, and we know it's certainly no disadvantage to lead at the Valley, especially in the early part of the day. For third, I got Sweet Carolina, followed a Moonee Valley win with two runs chasing home Stay Gold. That form could look even stronger should Stay Gold win race number three on the program. And for fourth, Glassy Miss has been racing well in easier grade and gets weight relief with the claim. Race number two, though, pretty keen on the five, Americane Angel. My number's 5, 4, 3, and 1.
What are you doing here, Brendan?
Star of Eden for me, Gareth. Blinkers going back on. Had a pretty good time of it on the lead at Flemington over the mile last time out, but has had the three runs back now. I think with the blinkers on, there might be a little bit more intent there to lead and roll a bit faster than she did. Hopefully, Starring Roll's going to oblige and let Star of Eden cross through the early part of the race. Jai McNeil can control from that point on. She shows great tenacity. She's got a bit of a weight swing from last time she met American Angel two starts ago there at Caulfield. I think she can lead for a long, long way here, Star of Eden. Five goes in for second, American Angel. I followed her. I think she's a little bit of a Goldilocks horse. She needs everything to go spot on. Last start at Caulfield was the first time she's been put into the race. Generally, she's had a lot of chasing to do and she's been found wanting late. If similar circumstances permit, she's going to have some pretty rock-hard fit leaders to try and run down today. If they do put her forward, she's going to get every chance. Sweet Carolina took her time to wind up there at Flemington last time out behind Stay Gold, but a solid effort backing up from her run over 1,400 metres there two starts ago. And if you like Star of Eden, Starring Roll's got to be in there somewhere. They've had a couple of really good stouches up on the speed of late, but happy to put Star of Eden on top to beat the favourite, 4, 5, 3, and 6.
Warren, your speed map here and your selections in the second?
I thought Starring Roll would probably hold a spot from the inside. Blinkers back on, Star of Eden probably comes across, may cross Starring Roll, but I thought they were the two most likely to be controlling the speed. And out wider, I thought Glassy Mare, says Simon Wilde indicated to you, she can be versatile, but drawn inside her in the small field, Modern Millie, American Angel and Lady Doro. So I think there's an opportunity to roll forward on Glassy Miss and maybe just get a spot behind that leading group. And I'm thinking Sweet Carolina can hold that spot behind them. So I thought Starring Roll, Star of Eden, first pair, maybe Sweet Carolina, Glassy Miss, the pair behind. It's not a lot between these mares. They've matched motors, their form intertwines, and you know, luck in running plays a big part here. Just hoping Sweet Carolina can get that clear air when she needs it, because I think she's going well enough. I think her form on rain-affected ground certainly adequate with those couple of placings on soft ground. Slight leaning in a very even race for three ahead of four, Star of Eden, who now with the blinkers on, hard and fit, runs in this distance range. I think she'll be able to be ridden quite positively and maintain a strong gallop. So I think that gives her a terrific chance. American Angel, as the boys have outlined, got a lovely run last start, but she might even tuck in maybe third pair here and not have too much to do in the size of this field. And she seemed to get on very well with Jamie Carr last start, kept fresh for this. And Starring Roll's going very well in races that tie a lot of this form together, and I think holds her spot from the inside draw and rides the speed with Star of Eden. 3, 4, 5, 6.
So there's Warren's numbers there in the second race. 3, 4, 5, and 6 for Warren. He's with Sweet Carolina. Quinny's with the 5. American Angel, the favourite over the 4, 3, and 1. And Star of Eden, the tip there for Brendan Delaney. 4, 5, 3, and 6. It's 18 minutes past 8. This is the Melbourne Form Preview Show here on RSN 927. Warren Hutley, Nick Quinn, Brendan Delaney, and Gareth Hall with you. Dean Lester's having a well-deserved break over the weekend, but I will get you his quaddy tips or quaddy numbers towards the back end, and also some of his plays of the day for this meeting at Moonee Valley towards the back end of it this hour. We'll take a quick break and we'll come back and have a look at races 3, 4, and 5.
Opinion and selections for today's Melbourne racing. RSN 927's Saturday panel.
It's 21 minutes past 8. This is the Saturday panel. Gareth Hall, Warren Huntley, Nicholas Quinn and Brendan Delaney with you. We're up to race number 3, of course, and this is for the open class gallopers over the 1,600 metres at Moonee Valley this afternoon. They're racing at the moment on a soft 6 track, hopefully an upgrade later on in the card. Just having a look at the market here, you've got Stay Gold at $2.20 is the strong favourite. Guizo at $11, Dark Wanderer at $7.50, Polanco at $9.50, Musselbrook with the blinkers on today at $7.50, and Sultan, the former Kiwi for Simon Wild, at $4.60. Ben Gleeson representing Danny O'Brien stable. This is what he had to say about Stay Gold's chances in race number three.
She's holding her form. She, as you said, she's flying with Brett. She's just really found her niche. And, yeah, we were a bit sceptical of whether she'd run out of strong mile. Her brother, Iconoclasm, doesn't quite get it, but she certainly showed the other day she's tough as nails. And yeah, if the rain comes, it won't hurt her. She's gone, as you say, up and grey, but it's a race full of horses that have sort of got mixed form. And with the lightweight, yeah, she does look really hard to beat. And if she can produce what she has last to start, I would hope that, well, I would think that she should be hard to get past.
Brendan, are you with this in-form mare from Danny O'Brien stable, Stay Gold, to win again here in the third?
Most definitely. A few of these wouldn't remember the last time they had won a race. I think she's going to get a lovely run again. Dark Dream Polanco, the two to probably roll forward, and drawn outside Polanco, I think Jamie Carr can get the tag over and just get a lovely drop in behind again. I know she's making the step to open grade off fillies and mares 70s and 78s, but getting down to the 54, she's in winning form. She stamped the mile ticket last time out there at Flemington, and I think she's just going to get a dream running behind them, and hard to see her being beaten. Zoltan, I'm going to put into second spot, the former Kiwi from the Simon Wild team. Ran a really good race behind Tuvalu. He was one out of the box there at Warrnambool last time. You're not going to run into him on too many Thursdays at the Bull. I think he did a good job in running second there. Getting out to 1600 is going to help him even more. He shouldn't have too many worries with the soft track, and he can be close enough, you would think, from that inside barrier. Musselbrook in for third. He's going well. His third up record's pretty good, and you have to go back to his three-year-old years, but as being third up, he's ran well in stakes races. Blinkers go back on, down to 52. If they do want to overdo it in front, he's shaping well to run the mile out nicely. And then just with the soft track being around, old Guizo, that sort of tips into his category. He ran really well at Camperdown. Probably unlucky not to win the Camperdown Cup last time out. Gets the services of Craig Williams, gets down to 54 where he hasn't been for a while. He hasn't won for a long time, but he can certainly fill a top four position, 2, 8, 7, and 4.
Warren, what are you doing here in the third?
I'm leaning to number 8, Zoltan, here. I'm hoping that with Linda Meach having a couple of rides on him now, and from that barrier, I think he can probably hold a spot. I see the top end speed very similar to Brendan. Dark Wanderer probably crosses to the lead. Polanco comes across with him, and Jamie Carr can probably get a lovely ride across on Stay Gold. So that gives Stay Gold every opportunity again. But I'm hoping Zoltan can hold a spot, hopefully in the first four. I think the rising distance suits, and he's going really well. So leaning 8 ahead of 2 Stay Gold, who's had perfect runs to win. Just absolutely faultless rides from Jamie, from the draws that have just put her in the right spot last time. No reason to think she's not going to get every chance again. But, you know, she gets out of the fillies and mares grade here, but couldn't be going any better. Definitely proven at the 1600 metres now. Polanco, I think coming through that race behind Tuvalu, same race that the Zoltan comes through, just seemed uncomfortable there back in behind them, but was okay through the line. I think the way this race shows up, he's certainly going to get clear air. He gets around the valley well. He's a winner here. He handles rain-affected ground. He'll be fitter third up. And agree with Brendan about Guizo. You could argue that he was a touch unlucky at Camperdown. When he did get clear, he really did work strongly through the line. 8.264.
So Warren with Sultan there, quitting. Simon Wild gave this former New Zealander a really good push this morning on the first word, and he should get a lovely run just off the speed from gate one.
And I have got Zoltan in the numbers, but I've got Stay Gold on top. I think she's one of the better bets on the program. An emerging mare who's won 3 of her past 4 and is worth sticking with, has won her only run at the Valley, and Jamie Carr is a perfect 2 from 2 aboard her, and hopefully can stretch that to 3 from 3 today. For second, I've got the Tassie Dark Wanderer in for second. He won 7 of his first 11, all of those wins in Tassie, but came across to Victoria in August and wasn't far away, so hopefully can measure up again here. The soft track is a little bit of a concern. All of his form has come on either a good track or the synthetic, but hopefully it's not too soft underground. And Dark Wanderer, who for mine will be the likely leader, can stick on and get into the minor money. Zoltan in for third, a former Kiwi who ran a much improved race when runner-up to the Smart Tuvalu last start at the Bull, steps up to the mile, which is a little query, but we'll see how that plays out today. And I've got a roughie in for fourth. Mask of Time can easily forgive last start when was three wide with no cover. Stuck on okay late, but was entitled to tyre. Has placed 5 of 12 over the 1,600 metres and can improve at odds. But my numbers here, 5 with a fair degree of confidence from 4, 3 and 1.
So Stay Gold you're with?
Yes.
Yep, so 2, 5, 8 and 1.
I'll try
there
it again.
For Quinny, yes.
2 with a fair degree of confidence from 5, 8 and 1.
Let's get those numbers right, Quinny. We want to make sure your record keeps going as it is. 8, 2, 6, and 4 for Warren, 2, 5, 8, and 1 for Quinny, and 2, 8, 7, and 4 for Brendan Delaney in the third. Race done before on the card is a benchmark 70 over the 2,040 metres. Aura's Symphony is a great each way chance according to Simon Wild. You can get around $11 for him today. He's a consistent galloper. Then we go to Reliable Dude at $4.80. Kira Ma was bullish about the chances of Done Dirt Cheap at $2.80, especially after his really good return first up there the other day. And Pincher Nuns, a $4.60 chance for Danny O'Brien. Let's hear what Ben Gleeson has to say about Pincher Nuns' chances in the fourth. We did have that there. We'll see if we can still find it after we go here to Warren Huntley. Warren, your thoughts?
Yeah, she was super. We couldn't have been happy with the way she ran. She's a mare coming through her grades, and we think she's been crying out for 2,000, but we just sort of wanted to get her confidence up, and she knocked that win over at Moonee Valley, and then we put her in what was a decent field there at Flemington, and yeah, she didn't get so far back. She could have been right in the finish, but she had a good experience, and hopefully it was a lovely stepping stone up to 2,000. She's got really good form at Moonee Valley, and I do think she's going to appreciate a bit of giving the ground too. So a lot of boxes ticked. If Jamie can just get her in a lovely trail from gate 9. Between Stay Gold, American Angel and her, all mares are flying, and they'll run really good races.
Do you give her a good chance here, Warren, in the fourth race?
Yeah, I think she's in the mix, Gareth. But yeah, I don't know if the speed's that clearly defined here. I wouldn't be surprised to see Running Cloud from a near inside draw. I think he certainly crosses Shakespeare and Port Royal, and out wider Aurora's Symphony's got the ability to roll forward. Blinker's come off Rousseau, so I'd be surprised if he's right up there on the speed. So I thought Aurora's Symphony, perhaps Running Cloud, are the most likely. And drawn in between them is Done Dirt Cheap, who I just don't think has to get that far off the speed from a good draw, rising in distance second up. He looked terrific first up in the mounting yard at Caulfield. And in a race that was a slowly run race, he had to make a move to put himself into the race. I'm sure he'll improve fitness-wise with that run. A little bit of give in the ground's not a problem. Rising distance, a positive. I think it's a lovely race for number 5. Done Dirt Cheap. Second up, ahead of 4, Reliable Dude. I was pretty keen on him last start. He just couldn't sprint with Dirty Deeds, who was hitting that run back towards the inside, but was the superior galloper. He was well backed on the backup on that occasion. He's had a couple of weeks to get over that run. Now, 1 Aurora Symphony, I think, might end up in a forward position from that draw. Hard and fit, not badly treated this grade with the claim, and Pincher Nun the other hope, as you've referenced with those comments from Ben Gleeson. She is racing like she's looking for this rising trip. Quite keen on 5, ahead of 4, 1, 11.
What are you doing here, Quinny?
Very similar to Warren. I've got Done Dirt Cheap on top. Was earmarked as a progressive type over these middle distance type of races last summer when winning both his career starts. Tipped out, resumed from a spell with a nice run at Caulfield when couldn't quite quicken off the slow tempo, but stuck on well for third and will appreciate stepping up to the 2040. For second, I've got Reliable Dude, beaten at a short quote last start at Caulfield, but had genuine excuses on that occasion, had to make a sustained run, and I think that just told the tale late when couldn't nab the kickaway leader on the inside, Dirty Deeds. I do want to see him run a strong 2,000 metres, though. That's my little niggle. Maybe could have been a little bit stronger through the line, but definitely a leading chance today if he does. Pitching an in for third, racing well, likes the valley, a recent win and narrow defeat here. And one of the likely leaders or on-speed runners, Aurora Symphony, who's a model of consistency, has placed 13 of 20 and will be thereabouts again today with a bit of weight relief. But I think Done Dirt Cheap, the one to beat. My number's here, 5, 4, 11 and 1.
He's a $2.80 solid favourite, Done Dirt Cheap here, Brendan. And even Kieran suggested that he should improve from his first up effort.
Yeah, he probably will improve, but I just think Aurora Symphony is much better value in the race. What's $2.80 done dirt cheap to beat them all? $2.90 to run a drum at the moment with Aurora Symphony. Not a great deal of speed in the race. Going to be interesting to see what they do with Running Cloud early. He's the one that's really going to influence the race through the first 50 or 60 metres. He goes forward, Aurora Symphony sits in the death. If he doesn't, I think there's an easy lead here for Aurora Symphony. Had time between runs. Simon touched on that this morning. He had an issue out of the Ararat Cup. His run at Warrnambool in the Woodford Cup was good. Josh Richards takes 2 kilos off. He's got a great record at 2,000 metres. Around this time last year, he was able to string a few together throughout the summer months around this 2,000 metre distance. And if he can get the lead or get a nice run outside, he's going to take a fair bit of getting past. No knock on the favourite, Done Dirt Cheap. I just think Aurora Symphony's better value. I thought his run at Caulfield first up was really good with no tempo in the race. He's only going to improve it out to 2,000 metres. That's going to suit him even more. Pinchin unclosed off well at Flemington. Gets down in the weights again. And then number 6, Rosso, just got a little bit keen there at Rose Hill last time out. Has a good record at 2,000, has a good record at Moonee Valley. Mightn't be as close without the blinkers on, but you would think he's still going to be in that first half of the field and not be too far away. One each way to beat 5, 11 and 6.
And as we started to talk about race number 4 there at Moonee Valley today, we're also for Chris Waller's firmed in a couple of points, nearly into $8.50 now with at the tab. So Warren Huntley selections in the 4th, 5, 4, 1 and 11. Quinny's also with the 5 at Done Dirt Cheap, 5, 4, 11 and 1. And Brendan with the 1 over the 5, 11 and 6. It's 8.33. We'll take a quick break here on the Melbourne Form Panel as we preview Australia Stakes Day here at Moonee Valley.
Opinion and selections for today's Melbourne racing. RSN 927's Saturday Panel.
We're on a slow 6 at the moment at Moonee Valley. We're up to race number 5. In our preview, Gareth Hall, Warren Huntley, Nicholas Quinn and Brendan Delaney with you on this Saturday morning. This is a really fascinating 3-year-old race here over the 1,200 metres. Scratchings are clear. You've got Finance Tycoon at $3.30. Rasheen at $31. Lord Paramount at $10. Pinstripped at $2.80. Southern Front at $126. Jaggers at $23. Danny St. Darcy at $5.50, Luna Cat at $7.50, and Serene Moon down the bottom there at $31. Let's hear what Ben Gleeson has to say, representing Danny O'Brien, about the chances of Finance Tycoon.
Yeah, he had to go and have that surgery, and look, when he works on the beach and on the grass and bowing heads, we can't hear it at the moment, so that's a really good sign. He jumped out at Werribee and was super. Damon said, I really didn't notice any noises, and he travelled up really strongly there and did a nice performance, and then went to Geelong after that and put in a bit of a quieter trial, but we were still very happy with him. He hasn't had the blinkers on yet in those jump outs, so he's a different horse once they go on race day. But yeah, we're very pleased with the way from through that operation, and hopefully the results speak for that tomorrow. But he's had a really good faultless prep. I think he goes to Valley for the first time, but he's going to love that 1,200, and he's had a win on a soft track before too, so he presents really nice tomorrow. Obviously, Ember's got a promising horse there, so it'd be nice to see him up against another nice horse and see where he ranks.
And Ember Jusasovic is really good horse, and that race is Pinstripped. He's the favourite at the moment at $2.80. He was impressive on debut. Let's hear what EJ has to say about his chances first up in race 5 at the Valley today.
I think he's going to make a really nice, 1,400 to a miler. He's just got that good action. He'll be a horse that races on pace. So he's not screwed down for this race, even though it is good prize money. But I feel he's just going to improve significantly after this. And, they could be a bit sharp for him. But the... he has got a bit of talent, this horse.
Which way have you gone here, Quinny?
I've gone with Finance Tycoon. Won the Vobis Showdown at Caulfield last April. Returned at Flemington in a stakes race in last September and was really well backed on that occasion. Obviously, nothing went right. Was tipped out and had that throat operation, but has returned with a nice jump out at Geelong. And I just think conditions will suit today there for Finance Tycoon. I've got Pinstripped in for second. I anticipate that he could be the best horse in the race, and whatever he does today, stick with him going forward. but he doesn't look a 1,200-metre horse for mine, and I think he'll be better suited at other venues other than the Valley, but he might just come out and be too good and win today, and the money indicates there's a good chance that will be the case. The third, Lunar Cat, she's fit, having a good preparation, and back to 1,200 where she's a prior winner. And for fourth, Danny St. Darcy, she's won two in a row and three of her last four. So the fact that she's a $5.50 chance goes to show the strength of the race, because most other Saturdays at this time of year should be maybe favourite or second favourite. But I'm going to stick with Finance Tycoon. I think it's a little bit of now or never with this horse. I'm going to go 1, 4, 8 and then 7.
Looking forward to this contest, Brendan. There's a few questions that need to be answered with these three-year-olds.
Most certainly is, but you... banking that Finance Tycoon, that throat operation has gone to plan, you only have to go back and have a look through the form around his two-year-old year, Shakiro, Animo, General Bow, Ingratiating, Artorias. He wasn't far off the horses of that calibre, and if this throat operation's worked, his jump-out suggests that he's in pretty good form. When the button really gets pushed, if everything's okay, I expect him to be winning this race and winning it well. I think he'll just be too speedy for them. At the end, 7 Danny St. Darcy in for second, probably stiff not to a 1-4 on end after the runner-up effort at Moonee Valley, but then she strung the last two together. She doesn't know when to lie down, she'll be there for a long way. 4 Pinstripped, thought he was good win at Moe. It was on a heavy track, it was in September, he did it well, his jump outs have been solid, but as Quiddy touched on and EJ touched on, he's probably going to be a bit better with time, but raw ability will take him a long way today. And Lunar Cat, coming back from the 1400 metres, runs were good at Flemington and Caulfield over 1400 metres, and she's not going to be too far away. But I think if everything's right with Finance Tycoon, he's going to take a power of beating today, 1, 7, 4 and 8.
Are you surprised, Warren, that Finance Tycoon, I know he's had that throat operation and you need to see what they do on the racetrack after that, but listening to EJ and Brendan and Quinny, are you surprised that Pinstripe's still the favourite here?
Look, not necessarily. I think Pinstriped is a very Sorry. Nice horse, and he ploughed through that rain-affected ground at Moe, and that was at 1,100 metres. It'll be 1,200 metres here. I think you want to see Finance Tycoon come back. He was well supported first up for the Danny O'Brien stable, but an issue was identified. It's been treated. He looks to have trialled up well. He's got a Racing Victoria rating of 85, so he's 10 points clear of Danny St. Darcy as the next highest rated runner in this race. So under the set weights and penalties condition of this race, he's well treated. A tongue tie going on is no surprise with that throat surgery, probably as much a precaution as anything. He's jumped out well. I want to see him do it at the races and come back post those issues and the throat surgery. Don't think we need to see Danny St. Darcy improving at all. She's lovely, well to win about her, and a great attitude. And Josh Richards can't take the claim here, but he's just got such a good association with her. She's a winner on soft ground. As Brendan outlined, she was beaten by Lunar Cat 3 starts ago, but you can mount a case to say that she was clearly the unlucky runner there. So I think with those wins on the board since, I'm a little leaning to Danny St. Darcy. Pinstripe's a very nice horse, and he's jumped out well. He jumped out well going into his debut win, and he relished the rain-affected ground there. As EJ's indicated, he'll probably improve with the run. He's not screwed down, and he'll get better over further. But gee, I think he's a promising galloper, and I think the speed in this race is not that clearly defined, so I don't think he has to get too far away. Lunar Cat's form lines up very well with Danny St. Darcy. She's got to freshen up from those runs at 1,400 metres, but her last start at 1,200 metres was an impressive win here at the Valley, albeit Danny St. Darcy was unlucky in that race. And look, Finance Tycoon, I think, has to go in, but I just want to see him do it on race day. He could very well come out and prove that he's the superior galloper, but I'd like to see it. 7, 4, 8, 1.
So Pinstripe, the tip there from, not Pinstripe, I should say, Danny St. Darcy, the tip there from Warren over the 4, 8 and 1. Quinny's with Finance Tycoon, the 1 from the 4, 8 and 7. And Brendan also with Finance Tycoon, 1, 7, 4 and 8. Race number 6 is a benchmark 70 over the 1600 metres. Scratch the 6, Hell of a Bell. And the favourite here is Gentleman Roy at $2.30. It's been well supported as well. Toff Choice at $8. Gracias Amigo at $10. Agnelli's a $5.50 chance. And Delightful Journey here at $7. Brendan, what do you make of the first leg of the quaddie?
Going to take a gamble here with Toss Choice. Horse number three, third up from a break. Didn't have a lot of room at Flemington last time out. The benefit for Toss Choice is all these wins have been on soft ground. He's been effective out to 2,000 metres. And a delightful journey had them rocking along at Cranbourne last time out. If it's a similar situation today, it's really going to suit Toss Choice. You would think by this time of the day, you'd expect some looping runs to be coming to the fore. And I think he's a nice each-way bet, number three. To beat two, Gentleman Roy was all but the winner last time out there at Caulfield. He'll be up there on speed, second try at 1,600, so that run's only going to benefit him and does get a little bit of sting out of the ground, so maybe that might be in his favour, albeit all his form is on firmer surfaces. Eight goes in for third, Agnelli, third up from a break, Chasewell second up. Just a little query is, does he want further than 1,600 metres now? And then number 10, Delightful Journey. If it's playing to on speed, Delightful Journey will certainly be up there and be there for a long way. 3, 2, 8 and 10.
Do you think Gentleman Roy can get away with it out in front today and go all the way, Warren?
I'm not sure if he has to be out in front, Gareth. I think Delightful Journey, as Brennan outlined, rolled along at a decent tempo at Cranbourne last start. He'll definitely be up there, and I think you can man a case to say he probably just didn't ride to his strengths last start by really stretching them out at Caulfield when Savannah Cloud had that camp behind him. So I think either way, that'll ensure that it's a truly run race. If Luke Nolan's not happy with the rate that Delightful Journey's leading, then he knows he's got a horse that can sustain a strong gallop on Gentleman Roy. But I think the default position might be Delightful Journey coming across leading and maybe Gentleman Roy riding shotgun the outside and then cranking it up whenever Luke Nolan chooses to. And for that reason, I'm with Gentleman Roy. His run on soft ground was out of the placings, but when he balanced up, he was okay through the line. So I think he'll handle the ground despite his good performances in recent runs being on good ground. I'm leaning two, head of three, Toff Choice. I agree with what Brendan said. Didn't have a lot of luck at all at Flemington last start, but was strong through the line. This is a lovely progression for Toff Choice at this stage of the preparation. Eight, Agnelli, got into a reasonable spot, chased well, second up, will strip even fitter here and probably maps to get a similar type of run, maybe in the second or third pair. And 11, Unfair Dismissal. That rain yesterday, I think, is a plus for Unfair Dismissal. Dave Noonan's got this horse ticking over really well, and I've got him in his next best. 2, 3, 8, 11.
Who are you tipping here, Quinny?
Number two, Gentleman Roy. I think if they had their time again, they might have gone a little bit harder a little bit earlier last start and had been super impressive winning two on the bounce prior to that performance. Expect them, as Warren alluded to go forward, sit outside the speed, and I would expect they will up the ante at around the 400 to 500 metre mark with Gentleman Roy and hopefully can set up a race-winning lead. For second, I've got number three, Toff Choice, a 1,600 metre specialist. The guys have made a good choice for Toff Choice. Has had six starts for three wins and two placings over the mile, and two runs back indicate he's come back well. Number 10, Delightful Journey, has been well backed at big odds, looks the likely leader, and hopefully can stick on for third. Racing in good form, will be fit and up on speed. And I've got Regiment at longer odds in for fourth. A really good record at the Valley, 11 placings from 20 attempts, and again can get a slice of the prize money. But my numbers here, 2, 3, 10 and 1, Gentleman Roy to bounce back.
Warren likes the 2 from the 3, 8 and the 11 in race number 6. He's with Gentleman Roy, so is Quinny, 2, 3, 10 and 1. And Toff Choice at an each-way price for Brendan Delaney. He likes the 3 from the 2, 8 and 10. We'll take a break. We'll come back and have a look at the Australia Stakes and also get the team's best bets and their quaddies at Moonee Valley this afternoon.
Panel for the Seppelt Wines All-Star Mile. Vote for your chance to win $250,000. Vote now at allstarmile.com.au. T's and C's apply.
And don't forget, tonight, Trot fans, have a choice of coverage for the Summer of Glory. You'll get the full coverage here on RSN or switch to our second channel, Carnival, for the Trot's Vision simulcast with all of the action direct from Tabcorp Park, Melton. That's from 6 p.m. tonight on Carnival, on digital radio, the app and streaming. This is the Melbourne Form panel as we look at Moonee Valley this afternoon. Warren Huntley, Nick Quinn, Brendan Delaney and Gareth Hall with you. The highlight there, of course, is the Australia Stakes. Really looking forward to this event. You've got Marabee, who's the short price favourite, and she dominates the betting. She's still around that $1.80 quote. Good money in the last 24 hours for Streets of Avalon, who won this race, of course, last year. and he's currently at $10. Wild Planet first up at $12. And then we go to Cinewan at $7. Forbidden Love, of course, is the $8, and it's a scratching. And Marabee at $1.85. Chiraff at $11, and Lightsaber at $7.50. Warren Huntley, who do you like in the feature?
Look, I can't tip against Marabee, Gareth, but it's interesting because of the three on-speed runners, she's drawn nearer the inside. She's no doubt got more speed than Just Folk and Sinawan. She's got Streets of Avalon to her outside and perhaps out wider, Lightsaber, Churath to some extent, other horses that might roll forward. Maria Mia can show speed in easier grade, but it'll be interesting to see how the track's playing at this stage of the day because she's the nearest inside draw of the on-speed runners, but she's arguably the quickest of them too, so that might give Ben Allen some options. And what I loved was the improvement that she shown. I was lucky enough to be doing the mounting yard for racing.com both at Ballarat on Cup Day when she resumed and at Caulfield when she was able to win the Christmas Stakes. And I thought she'd improved significantly between runs. So you'd think that she might well still be on an upward spiral. She did take it to another level at Caulfield and she's probably got to elevate off that again. But she's exciting and I think she's got a great racing style. She's in terrific hands and I'm leaning her way. 10 ahead of 9, Churath, who I think will be better round a bend, fitter with that run in the Standish under the belt and can sustain a really good gallop and absorb a bit of pressure. 6, Sinawan. I think he's a horse who's going to progress to a high level this preparation. Like what I've seen from him at the jump outs leading into this preparation, but as you heard from Sam Freeman, they're going to, you know, ride him to be to get in cover, balancing up and working home. And he's going to prove when he gets up in trip, but if they overdo it a little bit up front, I think he'll be very strong late. Streets of Avalon, I think, would want the track to continue to improve during the course of the day, but loved his recent jump out. I think he's coming to hand well, and he's the proven Group 1 performer. 10-9-6-1.
Quinny, your selections in the Australia Stakes?
I'm sticking with the favourite, Marabee. She's a perfect 5 from 5 and hopefully can make it 6 from 6 today. I'm not worried about the draw. She's versatile. She could take up the lead. If they go hard in front, she can just take a sit off them as well. And I think she'll be too good. She'll win again on her way to bigger and better things. For second, I've got the 9, Churath. For mine, she got lost up the Flemington straight when resuming from a spell. I think she'll be better suited under today's conditions and she could be worth sticking with as well. They've mentioned a few races this campaign, like the All-Star Mile. For third, I've got Lightsaber. Last seen when fourth in the Caulfield Guineas behind Animo. Will be better over more ground, but can get into the minor money. And the 6, Sinewan, first up over 1,200 at the Valley. Probably not ideal on both fronts, but has a lot of upside and could be worth sticking with throughout the preparation. For mine, though, the favourite is just racing so well, rock hard fit, where a lot of the main rivals will take benefit from today's run. My number's 10, 9, 12 and 6.
Are you with his favourite Marabee as well here, Brendan?
Hard not to be, Gareth. Ballarat, I was on course there, Ballarat Cup Day, and it was a real wow performance the way she dropped them there, and then she knocked off some quality opposition in with the likes of Away Game last time out in the Christmas Stakes. This is going to be a bit of an acid test for you, you would think. Streets of Avalon's not going to hand it to her on the platter. He's going to come across with her, you would think, sit on her outside, and he's going to be the measuring stick for her from the 200 metres onwards. But I just love the way she turns the ears, really pins them back and accelerates. She'll be winning, I think. Streets of Avalon putting in for second. Last two fresh runs have been good. He was narrowly defeated by Sansom in the Bletchingley. He's a previous winner of this race, and you think he hasn't won on soft tracks, but two of his last three runs on soft grounds have been at 1,600 metres in an All-Star Mile and in a Fian, and he wasn't beaten that far in a Fian on soft ground, so you would think he's going to cope well enough with it this stage of his career. He's going to be there for a long way. Putting Wild Planet in for third, number 2, didn't mind his jump out. Soft tracks is going to be in his favour. He'll be hitting the line hard. Was all but Eduardo that beat him last time when he was fresh in the Doomben 10,000. He's been proven at a high level. 1,400 metres is his preferred option, but he can run well here. And then Sinewan, his jump out was good behind Streets of Avalon. Just not sure a solid 1,200 is what he's looking for first up. 10, Marabee to win, but Streets of Avalon definitely the Quinella horse. 10, 1, 2 and 6.
Warren likes 10, 9, 6 and 1. Quinny, 10, 9, 12 and 6. And Brendan keen on the 10, Marabee and Streets of Avalon to run the Quinella with the unbeaten mare. 2 in for third and 6 in for fourth. Let's have a look at race number 8 on the program. Benchmark 70 over the 1,000 metres. Scratch here, the 4, Mr. Yushu, and also the 7, Rock Tycoon. Eclipse Soul of the 10 also comes out. You've got the Big Easy at $10, Cosmic Rhapsody at $11, Kev's Girl $9.50, Holt first up from a break at $4.20, and Midwest is in terrific form at $2.30 here, Quinny.
I'm sticking with Holt. Really liked his recent jump out at Cranbourne and looks to have lots of upside. His two wins have come on soft and heavy, so any sting out of the ground will only assist. Midwest, a worthy favourite. Was costly initially, been at odds of 290, 180 and 230, but has now put it all together with 3 on end and looks well placed again today. Lunar Hero for 3rd, the Big Easy for 4th. My numbers 11, 12, 1 and 2.
What are you doing here, Brendan?
Thinking there's pretty good speed, and I think Cosmic Rhapsody is a good each-way bet. Went well at Bendigo 3 back, went well down the straight last week at Flemington. I think if they do overdo it in front, he can be the one bursting through late. To beat Midwest, Gelding Operations turned him around. He's got 54. He's got no excuses. He'll be up there on the speed today. Holt Resumes has jumped out well on the wet ground he's been performing on last preparation, so the soft 6 holds no bars for him. And then 3 Big Day Out. If you like Cosmic Rhapsody, he has to be somewhere around the money as well after knocking him off down the straight at Flemington. 5 each way to beat 12, 11 and 3.
You with Midwest to win again here, Warren?
I am, Gareth. He flies the gates, doesn't he? And Logan McNeil's developing a good association with him. Speed seems out wide here. I'm with 12 head of 11, Holt. Interestingly, his runs to date have been 1,200 metres. He kicks off here at 1,000, but he's a talented horse and he looks to be coming to hand well. Bluestone Lane's one I think that'll appreciate the solid tempo up front. Liked a recent jump out at Sandown. I think Cliff Brown's horses are really starting to hit their mark now he's settled into that new training facility down on the Mornington Peninsula. And Lunar Hero next best for me. 12, 11, 8, 1.
Listening to EJ there yesterday, he seemed a little bit more confident with Holt than Pinstripe there with his runners this afternoon at Moonee Valley. And Holt's, what, $4.20 there with the tab. Race number 9, scratch the 3. The 5 and the 8, along with the 12, 15 and 16. We've got Soul Obsession at $8. Okay to Pay at $10. Little Stevie, $4.40. Distillate at $8. Moore's a $5 chance. Boss Lady Rocks at $7.50. And Universal Lady at $5.50 here. Quinny, what are you doing in the last?
I'm going with Distillate at around the $10 odds, has trimmed up a little bit after the scratchings, but the Matthew Dale trained runner resuming from a spell and has looked well above average in 3 career wins, drawn nicely and is worth sticking with there at the each way quote. Little Stevie in for second trial well before finishing 4th at Caulfield behind Vespertine. Universal Lady, the blinkers go on here, deep into a preparation and should be at peak fitness. And Moore has won 2 of her past 3 and should again be in the finish. My numbers to end the program, 6, 4, 11 and 7.
What are you doing in the last, Brendan?
Plenty of speed. Universal Lady is going to be the one for me. She's been thereabouts all prep, but there's some pretty good form around her. Duchess of Dorset in the boat, Danny St. Darcy, Savannah Clout. If she can just relax just in behind them, Josh Richards takes her 2 kilos off. I'm expecting her to be the one coming late. Little Stevie, 1,100 back to 1,000, will be fitter for that first up run. Has the low draw to take advantage of the rail, if that is the place to be late on in the day. Moore had plenty go her way winning at Mornington, but still a good effort. And 6 Distillate has a good draw, has a good fresh record here for Matty Dale. 11, 4, 7 and 6 in the last.
Are you keen on the last here, Warren?
No, I think it's an even race, Gareth, but I thought Little Stevie comes back 100 metres here, but there's good speed as Brendan outlined. Ran well first up, 4 ahead of 11 Universal Lady, who'll be strong late. Blinkers go on first time. 7 Moore's fit, racing well, and 13 Quality Diamond will handle the conditions. 4, 11, 7, 13.
So there's Warren's numbers. 4, 11, 7 and 13 in the last. 6, 1, 11 and 7 for Quinny. And 11, 4, 7 and 6 for Brendan. Warren, your best in a quaddy, please.
My best is race 4, number 5, Done Dirt Cheap. Gareth and quaddy, first leg for me, 2, 3, 8 and 11. Second leg, 1, 6, 9 and 10. Third leg, 1, 8, 11 and 12. Last leg, 4, 7 and 11. Not sure if Dino's going to be able to get a Leanne's multi. I asked my wife, Leanne, for a multi.
Yes.
She's not a real punter. She's gone with Sam Walsh to win the Brownlow and to Carlton to win the Premiership. So I think we know how. Well, she might get one of them right, but I don't think she'll be collecting on the multi.
Looking forward to the correct weight there tomorrow. Warren, stand by. I have got Leanne's multi ready to go.
That's a relief.
Good on you, mate. Quinny, your best in a quaddy, please.
Two best bets, race 3, number 2, Stay Gold, race 7, number 10, Marabi. Best value in the last, race 9, number 6, Distillate. I've cooked up two quaddies, both of them will cost $20. The first one, first leg, number 2, second leg, number 10, third leg, 11 and 12, and then we come home with the field, that would be $20 for 100%. And then another quaddie, first leg, 2, 3, 8, 10, second leg, number 10, third leg, 1, 2, 9, 11 and 12. And then again come home with the field and that would be $20 for 10%. So a good way to follow the racing on a Saturday and hopefully find a few winners, Gareth.
So third leg, what were your numbers there in your second quaddie?
1, 2, 9, 11, 12.
All right then, so no 10 there in the field in the final leg. Good on you, Quiddy. Enjoy your day.
Thank you, my friend.
Brendan Delaney, your best in a quaddie, please.
Best race 5, number 1 Finance Tycoon. Trusting that operation's gone well. He's the best horse in that race. Valley race 4, number 1 Aurora Symphony's going to get a great lead. In the quaddy, first leg 2, 3, 8 and 10. Skinning up the feature, 1 Streets of Avalon, 10 Marabi. Come home a little bit wider, 2, 3, 5, 11, 12. Into 4, 5, 6, 7 and 11.
All right then, mate. You're best at the Ballarat Dogs this morning.
I sent that through a long time ago. Gareth. You might have to go dig it.
I will. Good on you, mate. Good calling.
Thank you.
Now, Dino's having the weekend off, but he was on the Breakfast Club there yesterday, and this is what he had to say regarding his formula bet, and also he's, of course, the famous Ramarafi.
We are playing for Paul Strugnell of Swan Hill, and for Paul, $40 the win race, 4, number 5, Dunder Cheap, $40 the win race, 6, number 2, Gentleman Roy, and $40 on the all-up of the pair race, 4, number 5, into race 6, number 2 for Paul Strugnell of Swan Hill.
Good.
We're putting our faith in the Brothers Hayes a bit tomorrow with Gentleman Roy as part of the all-up, and the Ramarafi being race 3, number 7, Musselbrook. I thought he ran well last week, blinkers back on, claim for Josh Richards. I think he's ready to go, and he's over the odds.
And Dino's quaddy, 2, 8 and 11 first leg, 10 and 6 second leg, 12, 9, 1, 11 and 8 in the third leg, and 12, 5, 4, 11 and 7 in the final leg. Now, Leanne's multi, she got it last week. She's in brilliant form at 20 to 1. Katasawa for Godolphin there in race number 4 in Sydney at $5 into Military Expert. Annabelle Neeson gave her that horse a good push this morning, and that's in race number 5. And Dean Lester's full set of tips today, the great tip-off, just head to the website there and you can get Dino's full set of tips, his staking plan as well, and all of his speed maps there. So the great tip-off if you want Dino's full set of tips there today for Moonee Valley.